As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass this morning, this particular Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent, like the third Sunday in Advent, is considered a little bit different in the penitential seasons that we celebrate. The third Sunday of Advent is called Gaudete Sunday. Today's celebration in Lent is called Laetare Sunday. And both of those terms are Latin terms that invite people to rejoice and to celebrate. Realizing that in the midst of the penitential seasons we are in, we still need to remember that there's cause for joy. There's reason to believe that God is helping us grow into the kind of people we strive to be, even when we acknowledge our difficulties and our sinfulness and the imperfections that we face in our lives. If you were listening closely to the first reading today from the book of Chronicles, it didn't really sound like good news, at least not for the Israelite people, because it describes a time when, because of their sinfulness and their inability to do what God was asking them to do, they experienced a time when they needed to go away from their own land and lived in exile for 70 years. They lived in that exile because they were not living out the message that God had given them through the covenant that God had made with Abraham and with his descendants. And so the Israelites were taken away from the city of God and had to live in this isolation from having a sense of God's presence among them. And they lived that way for 70 years. I couldn't quite help, as I was reflecting on the readings this week, to think about, in some ways, what was described in the book of Chronicles might describe some of the ways we feel about life as we know it right now. If we're honest with ourselves about the circumstances in which we live, we know that not everything is as good as God intends it to be, or even as good as God allows it to be when we're cooperating our best with God's grace and goodness. And even though we might not be living in exile, even though we might not be living in a foreign land, when we look around at our day-to-day life, we know that it isn't as we would like it to be sometimes. Well, what's very, very important to remember about that first reading from the book of Chronicles is not only the description of that difficult time for the Jewish people, but that after a time of 70 years, God raised up someone totally unexpected to help the people of Israel return to their roots and, in fact, be able to go back to Jerusalem. God unexpectedly worked through the king of the land where the Israelites had been oppressed. Cyrus the king, a pagan person who knew little, if anything, about the God of Israel other than what he was told, who didn't really have a deep experience of the relationship with the God of the Israelites, was nevertheless chosen by God to be an agent of grace and healing for the chosen people. There arose someone from the midst of Israel, an unexpected leader. Part of what you and I may need to address as we continue to strive toward living in the kingdom of God as it's slowly happening is to also recognize that there are people among us who might not look like we expect them to look, or might not have exactly the same background as you and I have, who are called to give us an insight into the presence of God. Our God is an unexpected God who is far beyond anything we know or anything we think we have a sense of in completion. God always surprises us. And that's really what the gospel was all about today as well. In John's word, Jesus has a conversation with Nicodemus, a person who traditionally was understood to be born blind, and Jesus helped him see something beyond physical sight. Jesus helped him understand that just like the sign of the serpent being raised up to the Israelites in Moses' day, he, Jesus, was to be raised up for the salvation of humankind. That he was, because of God's grace and love, going to save all people from their sins. Not just the Israelites, we could even be reminded to say not just the Christians, but anyone chosen by God for eternal life is raised up through the event of Jesus' resurrection because God loves us so much. So while it's important for us to remember and acknowledge our imperfections, our need for change, our need for challenge, we also need to realize that we have been raised up in hope by Jesus to make a significant change in the world in which we live, to be the sign of light that Jesus says he is, to bring new sight to people who are waiting to see the presence of God in the world. God has given you and me the capacity to be those agents of grace in the same kind of way that he rose up Cyrus so long ago to help the Israelites break free of their bondage and suffering. The question, of course, that's left up to you and to me to answer is whether we'll accept that challenge and see ourselves as we are called to be. Yes, imperfect sinners, but equally or even more importantly, the presence of Christ in the world today because of our baptism and because of the nourishment we receive as Eucharistic people when we gather for worship. You and I have challenging times to live in, but it's not beyond our hope to recognize that God chooses to work through us if we see ourselves as God sees us. So in this week of rejoicing midway through Lent, can we take a little bit more of a closer look at how our world needs signs of God's grace and allow ourselves to be those signs to the people we meet, to our families, to our co-workers, to those people who look to us as examples in some kind of way? Can we bring hope to the waiting world? Can we be agents of grace as Cyrus was? Can we lead people back to the truth of their lives as the Israelites were and as Nicodemus was invited to be through his conversation with the Lord?